Morning, Stephen. I'm listening to that man there. He's 100% right in what he's saying. Now, we have been victims of drug dealers and whatever, and we have been literally tortured with them. It's so bad. It's affected my health. I was to have tests done at the city hospital 3 times in succession. I couldn't have these tests done because I'm so stressed out. I'm attending the doctor. I had to get things to calm me down, and this has gone on for years. And the police, we've had the police out numerous times. We've had the noise hotline out numerous times. Noise hotline are only allowed to do so much. They're getting maybe a 24-hour service thing to, you know, to calm the thing down. Does not work. The police comes out round and round circles, gets them to tell them off. Does not work. Nothing's getting done, Stephen. And what that man is saying, what is the police going to do? Or anybody, or even the government, what are they going to do? Are they going to wait the ordinary, decent citizens like ourselves are going to be tortured or something happens to them? Now, I'll be 58 at the end of the month, and see, because of what I'm going through, I could not tolerate this anymore. My nerves are way ahead of me. I'm still attending the doctor, 3 hospitals, whatever. And because of all this here, it's like a bucket. I could not take it anymore. I told the police, enough is enough. I can't take it anymore. And so, due to this here, I am now in the hospital.
You're in the hospital?
No, a hostel.
A hostel?
A hostel, yes.
That's where you are now?
As I am now.
You've been driven out of your own home?
Yes. So, you tell me...
Margaret.
You tell me... But the police are doing their best. Yes, they're only allowed to do so much, but it's not solving the problem. And the government needs to step up and get this problem sorted out with these drug dealers, because they're getting away with murder. They're getting away with everyday murder, or they've been lifted and put on bail. They're still doing what they're doing, and they're torturing the elderly.
And you're telling me you're in a hostel because
you've been
attacked and intimidated so many times.
Yes, yes.
And you asked the police for protection.
Yes, I'm telling you that now. And I called up the house where I was living just on Saturday there, and the police was still at this person's door. And we were literally, we could not get no sleep at night. You could set the clock for these people. They're up 24/7. You could tell when exactly they're coming in. You go to bed. You have to get out of bed.
Do you know what I want to do, Margaret? And you can decide after the show this morning, but I want to give an invitation to you right now, okay? Because the police are coming on the Nolan television show tonight, 10:35 BBC One. I want to give an invitation to you to come down into that studio and to look the police in the eye.
Where is this, Stephen?
It's down in the centre of Belfast. I'll get my team to talk to you about the arrangements after the show this morning, okay? And if you and if you want to come down, you'd be very welcome, because I want to give you an opportunity.
Well, I would like to speak up on behalf of people my age.
Right, well, listen, I'll give you that opportunity tonight on the television, and you've done so this morning. Is that okay?
That would be lovely. So will you ring me back and let me know then?
I'll get the team to ring you. They'll ring you shortly after 10 o'clock this morning.
That's lovely, Stephen. Thanks
Margaret,
for having
me on. Thank you. Morning to you.